kukhulu kakhulu okuzayo. Njengoba nje besikhuluma ngokuthi kuqale Jeepies Town, manje sokusejulile. Ejeepies Town imibiko esiyitholayo ithi abane sebeshonile. Kushiswa amabhilidi la kuhlala khona abantu, kuthathwa impahla zabo. Kusuke lapho ke manje njengoba sikhuluma sebeqalile ejulile, uqalile nje manje abantu bathathela impahla bayashaywa. Kanti ke akuzona kuphela izindawo lapho kwenzakala konke lokho. Mawusiya leko N2 suka e-Eastern Cape, kunama roadblock. Abantu ngona amaphoyisa abamisa imoto, ama-truck befuna ukubuza ukuthi abantu laba abashayela lezi moto ngabakephi. Kanti kunama-truck ashisiwe ukuthi ku-N3 eyishisiwe nje nokuthi ibishayelwa ngu-driver wala e-South Africa okhomba khona sobala ukuthi cha, okunye nje ikubisana namankampani ama-truck abacabanga ukuthi mhlawumbe aqhasha abantu okusuka ngaphandle. Ngakho isimo sibi impela. Akusiyo nto esingathi singadala siyaxwayisa, sibili ukuthi hayi abantu kabaqaphele ekuseni vele bangaphumi, ngoba sesibonile ukuthi uhulumeni ayikho into ayikhulumayo. Kufanele ukuthi uhulumeni lo osebenzisana namazwe angaphandle obizwa ngedekho, ilungile kahulumeni ledekho, bekufanele ukuthi ihlangane nabameli bamanye amazwe ngolwesihlanu. Kodwa umhlangano lowo zange wenzakale, okusobala ukuthi uhulumeni weSouth Africa akanayo injongo mpela yokuthi alungisise lolu daba. Bafuna nje ukuthi abantu bahlaselwe. Alexander, umgwaqo obizwa ngo-London Street, omunye umgwaqo omkhulu uvaliwe nje.
Kodwa le minye imbiko ke ethi sebexolelene.
Okwenzakalayo ukuthi lo mbiko lowo esiwutholileyo ngumbiko ophekwe kuhlanganisa ongqongqoshe, ngicabanga ukuthi ulokhu njana amaphoyisa nokuthiwa yi-intelligence. Asina siqiniseko esihlehle kahlehle sitheni esokuthi lo mbiko kunento ethile nje oyishoyo, ngoba okokuqala balinde kwaze kwaba yilesikhathi esokuthi yisikhathi sokugcina impela ukuthi bakhiphe lowo mbiko. Njalo bese besithi labo abe-ATDF yona leyi All Truck Drivers Forum Foundation abantu bona cha sebevumelene ukuthi kakukhulunyiswa lomlotha. Siyazi kahle ukuthi kudala izinto emazenzakala, lokhu bakwenzela ukuthi maso kushisa imoto bathi ayisithi esikwenzileyo lokho, ngoba yibo kanye impela abaphansi. Ngoba silokhu nathi sikhiphe imibiko yokuthi kanti uhulumele kungenxa yani engabophi bona laba abantu be-ATDF, ngoba bayi-union laba abantu labo, ngoba yibo abanabantu abahamba beshisa imoto xobelele. Kodwa baqamba amanga, badlala ngengqondo yabantu impela labo.
Okuqakathekileyo ukuthi abantu behlale ezindlini kumbe njengomnyama ongelampisi.
Cha, asicabangi nakancane nakancane ukuthi ngumnyama ongelampisi. Into eyenzakalayo impela yikuthi sithi thina abantu kabahlale ezindlini. Kodwa nakho ezindlini siyaxwayisa futhi ukuthi makuyindawo ekuthi abantu bayaziwa ukuthi babuye endaweni zangaphandle, ngabangahlali nje njalo bengekho baningi, bahlale ezindlini ngoba bangashela lapha ezindlini bangqongqe. Kungaba yinto enhle ukuthi abantu babe namaqembu abasebenza ngawo, babe nabantu abangabachipha ababekayo ukuthi babe bebabhekele ukuthi umumo uminjani endaweni ezithile ezi-strategic, ukuthi bathole i-information. Kanti futhi siyaxwayisa kakhulu ukuthi ngababe ngamaqembu amakhulu, ngoba sinesiqiniseko sokuthi njengoba kwenzakala e-Egypt amaphoyisa abengekho kude lapha kade kusenzakala lesenzakalo, kodwa kuzokwashona abantu abane amaphoyisa engafikanga ukuthi ngeke basize. So uma bebaningi kungcono labo bangazama ukuthi babe bake bathi ukuzivikela, ngoba sibone phela ukuthi amaqembu abantu abazobizilazwa kumaningi. Kungcono ukuthi abantu bahlale besemaqembini amakhulu nasendaweni ezingabantu bokuza abahlala khona abaningi, ukwenzela ukuthi baphephe, bakwazi nokuthi bazilwele maso kufanele ukuthi bazilwele.